going to talk now with about two pieces of jewellery that were found on a South Kerry beach in 1970. With me on the line is Sergeant Philelma O'Leary. Sergeant O'Leary, good morning to you and thanks very much for joining us. We also have Heather O'Sullivan of John Ross Jewellers in Tralee. They're both in studio in Tralee. Good morning to both of you. Philelma, you start the story for us. The relatives of the finder of this jewellery, who's since deceased, they're trying one last time, is that right, to reunite the items with the rightful owner?
That's right, Gerry. Good morning and thank you for having me in studio today. This is a lovely story, Gerry, of a lovely member of the public who is trying to return the two items of jewellery to the rightful owner. This lady, who as a young girl living at home in Carsevine, heard her parents speak about the fact that they had found two pieces of jewellery while walking at the strand at Inny Strand, Murrock, Waterville. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Inny Strand, Murrock, Waterville, the summer of 1970. As the years passed on, Gerry, well, I suppose at the time, Gerry, they went to the local Garda station in Carsevine, and I suppose we have to remember the time in 1970. There wasn't social media or there wasn't pulse computers or anything like that in the guards at the time.
Yeah.
So the report was made to the guards at the time in Carsevine, and a notice was put up in the Garda station and a few notices were put up in local shops, but no one came forward to claim these two items of jewellery. So over the years, Gerry, this lady's parents held on to the items in the hope that at some stage that someone would come looking forward to it. And here we are in 2026 and no one ever stepped forward. So where I come into the story then, Gerry, is that this lady informed me that her parents had passed away in recent years. And I suppose the fact that the two items of jewellery had never been recovered was always on her mind.
Yeah.
And as the family were clearing out the home place, she came across these two items, which I have here in studio with Heather this morning, a lady's watch and a lady's ring, and came to the Garda station with telling me that these were the two items that she believed that her parents had found in 1970 in Waterville, and would the guards engage in trying to find the owners the same one last chance. So then I put the post up on Facebook and I came to my lovely friend Heather O'Sullivan in Ross's Jewellers to do a little bit of, I suppose, detective work for me, Gerry, in trying to get a little bit more information about the watch and the ring, and that I'm hoping maybe that it might jog someone's memory, you know, down through the years if they were at home and maybe they had family members that were holidaying in Kerry and they always heard their mother or sister talk about losing jewellery on a beach in Waterville, that it might jog that memory. But I leave Heather take over now about the practicalities of the jewellery.
You're trying to cast the net wide. Heather, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry.
Good morning. Tell me about the two pieces, the watch first.
Okay, so the two pieces that Philelma has given to me are a bit newer than 1970. So this raises kind of two questions. Number one, are these the two pieces or is there an issue with the date? The watch that I've been given is a Loris quartz watch, and I think I'm older than you, Gerry, but I remember when the quartz watches came out, digital watches, and that was in the 70s. And the Loris brand was a brand that was founded in Australia in 1982. So then that puts that watch beyond that date. It's a gold watch, very much a typical 80s style, with that kind of mesh bracelet that was so popular at the time. And very interestingly, half of the bracelet is missing on the watch, which is very unusual. And there is a beautiful kind of Art Deco kind of detail to the bracelet. And then when I looked at the ring, because I said, it's easy to date a ring. Gold jewellery is hallmarked, and this gold ring is no exception. It's a 9-carat gold ring with 4 dark sapphires, so almost to the black colour. And then in between the 4 sapphires, there are 3 diamond chips set in white gold. And at the outside of the sapphires, there's a little diamond chip at each side. So in total, 5 diamonds and 4 sapphires in the ring. And then when I looked at the hallmark is so interesting because it will tell you the country it was made in, who made it, what year it was made in, which assay office hallmarked it. And what's lovely to see, this is an Irish-made ring. It's made by a company in Dublin called Lee Brothers. Now, Lee Brothers were founded in 1943. We have dealt with them for that length of time, I'd say. We buy our wedding coins from them. But this is a ring that we know that they made in 1991. And how do we know that? It has the Dublin hallmark and the 375 finest mark for 9-carat gold. But the key element is the date letter. And it's the letter R in the style of 1991. So for that reason, we know exactly when this ring was made, where it was made. We won't be able to tell where it was bought. But we do know this is an Irish ring.
Okay, so that then raises a question, I suppose, about the dates when these were found, I'd imagine.
It does, Gerry. And I suppose what we have to consider is over the passage of time, facts and dates and years, yeah, I suppose, can get, I suppose, a little bit like Chinese whispers, when the date was exactly found. But I suppose that doesn't change the fact, I suppose, that these items of jewellery were lost, were found, and now we're still trying to find the owner.
Yeah, and it was still, even if it was the 1990s, it's still a very long time ago.
Oh, absolutely. And as much as that lovely lady who came to us there in Listowel Garda Station to report that she had the jewellery, as much as the dates might be a little bit in question, it still is that she would still love to...
reunite them.
Exactly, with the original owner. Because I suppose if we think back even, Gerry, even go back 20, 30 years ago, people wouldn't have had that disposable income to spend money on a ring such as Heather described, and the watch, I mean, you can think back to the 80s there and the mortgage rates as they were. So if at all possible, and I know it's a big task, but if at all possible, if any listener that's listening today or even on the social media, if they were sitting in their kitchen at home and they remember their mother telling a story or their aunt telling a story about these items being lost, irregardless of whether it's 50 or 40 years ago, please get in touch with me at Listowel Garda Station, and between myself and Heather and Ross's Jewellers, we'll try and reunite them, and it would be a fantastic outcome.
Yeah. Heather, what kind of a ring is it? Could it be an engagement ring, or it's a different style, is it?
It's an eternity ring.
An eternity ring.
It's what you would describe as an eternity ring. So all the stones are across in a single line. So it would be a typical eternity ring. And this happens so easily, Gerry. I recall a customer years ago who was building sandcastles with her grandchild on the beach, took her diamond ring off so it wouldn't get scratched by the sand, and left the beach forgetting to pick up the diamond ring.
Oh my God.
And then didn't have the presence of mind, it happened to her abroad, to kind of deal with that at the time. I had a recent situation with a customer who lost 2 rings at Phoenix Beach and came in more or less to buy the rings again. And I said, why didn't you just get a metal detectorist? And I said, do you know where you entered the sea? She said, I do know exactly where I entered the sea. And it turned out there were 2 hobbyists in the Trilly area that do metal detecting. And they met them out there. And within 5 minutes, her rings had been found under the sand. And by the way, those metal detectorists, they are hobbyists. They don't even expect a payment. So I always say, if these things happen, and they can happen so easily to anybody.
Yeah.
And it's quite memorable. You'd remember that you lost your ring on the beach.
Yeah, you would.
So maybe that might just get into somebody's mind this morning. They might remember a little story that was told at the time, and that might bring them back then and help them to associate the location in the Waterville area with the loss of jewellery some years ago.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the hope for them, isn't it?
Finally, absolutely,
this is
Gerry,
what jogs someone's memory. The pictures are up on the Radio Kerry Facebook page, as well as the Garda Síochána Facebook page. So people, if they want to have a look, they can take a look, and that might help jog things a bit better.
Absolutely, Gerry, yeah. And, if anyone has any queries or they have any follow-up questions, I'm based at Listowel Garda Station, and just to contact me there, and I'd be very happy to talk to any family member or any member of the public in regards to these items.
Okay, brilliant. A listener wants to know, is it an engagement ring? No, it's an eternity ring, as Heather just said to us. So take a look at it. It's on Radio Kerry's Facebook page. Contact Fidel Min, Listowel Garda Station as well. Fidel Min, Heather, thanks so much for talking to us and telling us the story this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.
Great stuff. It's Fidel Min O'Leary, Sergeant Fidel Min O'Leary there with us in our Tralee studio, and Heather O'Sullivan of John Ross Jewellers Tralee, who's analysed it. The watch is from the 1980s. The ring was made in 1991. Listener, whoever it is out there, listeners, it's still, you know, lost on any beach a long time ago. Have a look. It could be yours, could be belong to someone in your family. If they told you that story going back years ago of the time they went to the beach and lost their ring and lost their watch, then you could be reunited with them. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme. You listen to Kerry Today. We'll have more on the way after we take these.